Let's say, Dr. Minhas, I'm going to dictate the neurology consultation on a patient named Paul DeLong, PaulDelong. Date of birth 07/28/1978. Date of appointment 10/10/2025. Requesting physician Ashley Kennedy, ASHLEYKENNEDY. Dear Ashley Kennedy, I have the pleasure of seeing Paul DeLong today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he is 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian man who came to my office with his wife. He is here to see if he has a seizure or pseudo seizure. When he becomes upset or worrying about something, then he has a seizure. After seizure is over, he starts saying funny things. First, he does not talk for 2 to 5 minutes, and then he talks funny, which lasts about 15 to 20 minutes. No staring spell. His whole body is shaking. Eyes fluttering, no loss of consciousness, but becomes unresponsive. No tongue biting, no incontinence. One time fell out of the chair in the hospital and had a seizure. This happened in August. Last seizure was in August. He is having numbness and tingling in the legs. MRI of the brain done, which did not show any acute intracranial abnormality, but it shows non-specific focus of T2 flare hyperintensity in the left frontal lobe, subcortical white matter. Past medical history, hypertension, GERD, hyperlipidemia, chest pain, asthma, seizure. Past surgical history, herniorrhaphy, allergy, adhesive tape, medication, cetirizine, benzonatate, doxycycline, prednisone, amlodipine, atorvastatin, hydroxyzine, omeprazole. Social history, stopped smoking 6 months ago. He does not drink alcohol, does not use any drugs, he is not working. He is married, live with his wife, have no children. Family history. Mother alive, father deceased, six sister and five brother. Some has a heart problem, some has asthma. Review of the system. I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he is having numbness, tingling, and seizure. Physical examination. Blood pressure 120/85, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16. Lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rate and rhythm. Abdomen soft, bowel sound present, neck supple. There is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis, and edema. Neurological examination. Patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. speech neuropathy or dysarthria, people are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, but patient eyes normally looks on the right side. No facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is strength 545. Deep tender reflexes 2/4. Plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination reveal presence of pinprick and vibratory sensation in both hands and feet. Assessment and plan, 47-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number one, seizure versus pseudo seizure. Number two, peripheral neuropathy. Number three, carpal tunnel syndrome. Number four, numbness, tingling. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG blood test, including B12 folate, TSH, hemoglobin A1C, iron, total iron binding capacity, and vitamin D. I would like to order the EMG of the upper and lower extremities. I would like to see him back in my office when all these tests will be done. If regular EEG will be negative, then I will order the 24-hour EEG in Albany Medical Center. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.